Okay, good morning, everyone. We haven't done Rav Zilberstein Shalas in a long time. Our learning should be in Tzchus, my grandfather's yard set, which is yesterday, Moshe Chai Ben Yedidya. This is Shemesh Shavet Shemendes Ali and Shemaim, which we made with Tzosher for all of us. So, someone comes to Rav Zilberstein with the following question. This is actually a two-part question. We'll get to the second part after the first part, the question and answer. There's a guy named Boaz who owns a restaurant with a large parking lot. He built a nice-sized sukkah in order to accommodate his customers comfortably in Chol Moed Sukkos. There are other establishments, other restaurants close by, but they didn't have a sukkah as well. What would happen? What happened was people would bring food from the other restaurants and ask permission to eat in Boaz's restaurant sukkah. Boaz graciously said no problem. At the end of the day, he knew that these people, if they weren't going to eat in his sukkah, they probably wouldn't eat in anyone's sukkah. And he was happy to do a mitzvah. However, over time, Boaz noticed that his sukkah was almost filled by his non-customers, meaning the restaurant people close by, but not his restaurant customers. And what happened is that his customers were having to wait online now to wait for the people that he allowed from other restaurants to be able to use his sukkah. So now Boaz wants to know, he's suspecting that he may lose customers because of his hospitality to the other restaurants, for his love for other Jews to be able to make sure they do mitzvahs. Is he permitted now to turn down non-customers away from his sukkah if by doing so he will cause them to eat food outside the sukkah? Meaning, at the end of the day, Boaz wants to have everyone from his restaurant and other restaurants too. But he's realizing that people from his restaurant aren't getting seats, and other people at restaurants are. And if he's gonna allow everyone, then people, maybe he's gonna lose business. So is he allowed to tell the non-customers and knowing that they're gonna eat outside of sukkah? So Rav Zilberstein answers the following question, and he says the following. He says, Boaz can provide them with a sukkah, and if he can, he's obligated to. As we saw in the Bir Halacha, in Simon Lamed Zayin, Sif Gimel, if a poor man has no tefillin, every Jew is obligated, every Jew is obligated to help this person buy him into a pair of tefillin. And he quotes the Shubas Beis Shlomo, Divrei Malkiel, Beis Shlomo is found in Orachayim, Chelik Beis, Simon Sari Beis, and Divrei Malkiel is found in Chelik Dalet, Simon Tazvav. That both write that one is obligated by the mitzvah of sukkah to provide for other physical needs. And if we know that the mitzvah is to be able to care for other people's physical needs, then of course spiritual needs as well. This is especially true in this case, where Boaz is not actually spending any money, and therefore at the end of the day, says Rav Zilberstein, he would have an obligation to be able to even to let those people from other people's restaurants eat in his sukkah. In addition, says Rav Zilberstein, Boaz has an obligation to prevent people from having nevera of eating outside a sukkah. We know Tosfos writes in Masechet Shavuos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis the following. Tosfos writes that if one knows someone's about to do a nevera and refrains and you hold back from professing and preventing that nevera, meaning you see someone who was about to do a nevera and you don't do anything about it, you're a bystander, says Tosfos, it's as if you did the nevera. Says Rav Zilberstein, this is the same thing here. If the people are asking to be able to eat in a sukkah, and if Boaz would tell them, I'm sorry, I only have room for my customers, and you know that Boaz knows that they're going to eat outside the sukkah, it's as if Boaz would eat outside the sukkah, and therefore Boaz has no choice, but he has to host all of the sukkah hoppers, and he's going to get a lot of schar and shemaim. That's chelik alf. Chelik beis of the question, and he comes to Rav Zilberstein and says that Boaz had one of these Jews come to his sukkah, and he has a ham sandwich. And Boaz says, you can't have ham, It's not kosher. And the end of the day, Boaz wanted to tell him everything, but the guy said, you know, listen, I grew up in Russia. At the end of the day, I have to eat. This is what I always love to taste. So can Boaz allow the man to eat? Maybe just eat in the corner if it's going to be non-kosher. So Rav Zilberstein writes, the Gemara writes in the Gemara Brachas, on Daf Chaf Hay Amir Aleph, that a pig that had just bathed in the river, its mouth has the status of the refuse of refuse. Which basically means that you can't even say Divrei Torah in it. So the pig is compared to excrement. Says the Shulchan Aruch on Aruch Hayim in Siman Ayin Vav Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch equates a pig with lavatory excrement. Says Rav Zilberstein, we learn that a pig is considered a detestable and disgusting creature. And Nasar Mamoros and Maimar Hayitim Siman Yod Zayin writes that there's no animal more filthy than pig or as lowly. Therefore, Boaz should certainly not allow pork or any other non-kosher into a sukkah. And Rav Zilberstein adds from the Sefer Sifsei Kohen in Parshas Emor, that the sukkah is the tzela to the Amnusa. There's so much kedusha in the sukkah. The sukkah, every single second you're in the sukkah, it is a mitzvah. And at the end of the day, when you allow something antithetical, when you allow something the opposite of kedusha, the right, there's nothing more lowly, says the Zoram Sefer Azar Mamoros, nothing more or less kedush into your sukkah, then that, of course, the kedusha of the sukkah will go away. So at the end of the day, Boaz has to allow all the sukkah hoppers to come in, because at the end of the day, if he knows that they're going to eat outside the sukkah, it's as if he's going to, it's as if he caused them to do that. And number two, if he sees someone eating non-kosher, he has to make sure that he's not allowed to have them in the sukkah. So at the end of the day, a person has to have care for every Jew, but he also has to understand that no matter what, he has to understand that he has to care about his kedusha, his own personal kedusha. Sometimes we're so worried about other people, helping other people grow, but sometimes we also have to make sure that we're also grown. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now on the Shpizim of Yosef. As we know from Ephraim Shapiro, he likes to say from his father, Rav Mordechai Shapiro, we say in Halal, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. Yosef doesn't refer to Yosef, but let's say B'derech Remez. He says, Yosef, when you're looking to grow, Hashem Aleichem, then Hashem is there for you. We're looking to grow, caring for others, caring for our own Kedusha. Shizoch Be'ez Hashem, to take the Kedusha of Sukkis, to go into Hashan Rab Be'ez Hashem Shkoich.